Hey guys, I just want to thank you for listening to my queer erotica. This is the second to last episode for season one, so just bear with me because the last season finale episode, I want to make it really, really, really good for you guys. And also, I have a special gift, a little treat that's going to come with it, and you'll find out what that is. It's going to take me time after this episode. I'm going to take time to really put in, you know, try to make it a little longer, try to make the season finale a little longer and really amazing for you guys. So just, you know, bear with me, but it's worth the wait. And also, you can become a Patreon on my Patreon page. You can become a rose petal, and in order to become a rose petal, you have to donate, you know, whatever you want to donate, and that will help with, you know, my studio time, because right now I record from my home. It will help with more episodes. I can hire editors. I can hire, you know, people that to help me out with my podcast, so that way I can produce it a lot faster. And also, I told you I'm working on something really special. So I'm working on a book. Right now I'm gonna do an ebook, but the donation will help me to actually publish this queer erotica into a book. So if you're about that and you really enjoyed this podcast, you want to see it as a book, and you want to read it, you want to have it in your hand, you know, make whatever donations you can, share it with your friends or whoever's into queer erotica. Okay, now it's time for you to get back to the show. Disclaimer: this is a queer erotica for rebellious women. This show is for mature audiences only. Now enjoy the show. You are listening to Lita's Letters After Dark with Lita Rose. I woke up the next morning and Tia had her arms around me. It felt good to be held, and I didn't want this moment to stop. Tia woke up with a smile on her face. I was smiling with my eyes. She joined me in the steamy shower. She grabbed my lavender soap and rubbed it on my back. Her hands slid down to my butt and in between my thighs. My body was tingling all over, but I just enjoyed her touches. We washed each other's bodies like we were washing all our sins away. Today was my day off, and I wanted to do something relaxing. So I went to an upscale cinema. I arrived at the theater and purchased my ticket for this romantic comedy. Yes, I enjoy romantic things. Today was my day to indulge, and so I did. I went inside to find my seat. The seat was super comfortable, reclining, and came with a pillow and blanket. I got a large bag of mixed flavors of gourmet popcorn with light butter, gummies, and a large sparkling water. I love satisfying my sweet and savory tastes. I needed something to snack on while the previews were playing. Right before the movie started, the server came over to take my order. I ordered shrimp tacos, and it came with red mojito chili, avocado, onion, cilantro, guacamole, and waffle fries. I dipped my waffle fries in chipotle mayo. I love to indulge in food. They didn't have hot tea, so I got a homemade sangria, and it had a crisp white wine, ginger, passion fruit, apple brandy, and fruit salsa. After the movie was over, I headed home. I was in a romantic mood, but still wanted to be alone. Once I got home, I figured that I would romance myself. A little self-care, you know. Self-pleasuring results into a healing union, and I needed some healing. I needed the mood to be right. I had a sexy, sensual ritual for pleasuring myself. I saw it as a celebration and expression of indulgence and excitement. I burned a few candles. I had my lamp dimmed. The vibe was right because I had instrumental music playing softly. I grabbed my essential oils, 3 ice cubes, and slipped my clothes off. I grabbed 1 ice cube and placed it on my chest, letting it slide down to my belly. It was cold, but that turned me on. Then I rubbed it around my belly and back up to my breast, then my nipples. My body was warm, so the ice melted fast. The sensation of it gave me chills. I grabbed the last 2 ice cubes. I sucked on one while I used the other one for caressing my lower body. The ice went in between my thighs before I placed it inside of me, letting the ice melt inside of me until it was warm water. My body was so wet that I needed to dry off before using the oils. I had peppermint, lavender, and orange and ginger oils. I wanted to start off with something that would relax my mind and body. I rubbed a little of the peppermint oil on the back of my neck. The calm, soothing sensation and smell of the peppermint sent my senses in overdrive. I put a few drops behind my ears, and it felt like everything was opening up. I moved to my shoulders and firmly rubbed them. I let a few drops touch my breast and I rubbed it in, my hands going back and forth over my nipples. My body started to get warmer, so I switched to the orange and ginger oil. I wanted to spice it up a bit. The orange and ginger was running down my stomach. Then I massaged my sides and I felt this discharge of energy. My room was filled with warm and relaxing aroma. The aroma turned me on even more. I felt recharged and filled with more energy. I caressed my stomach with a light touch and I felt this sense of blissfulness. The lower that my hands went, the wetter my golden palace became. My juices were dripping before I could even get inside, but I didn't want to go inside yet. I let it run down my leg. It was time for the lavender oil, and I rubbed a few drops on my leg. Letting the oil drip down slowly until it reached my toes. Then I rubbed my toes with a nice grip, and I felt a release of tension. I was in another orgasmic state. I was having multiple orgasms without being inside of myself. After giving my body a sensual massage, I got my favorite vibrator, the Terminator. It was a large black wand, and it was the vital power play. The vibration was intense and deep inside me, of leaving me with a luxurious pleasure that naturally increased with my body. It was a thrilling feeling inside. The vibration slowed down and then it sped up, causing my body to shake, and I felt my climax rising. Then I listened to my body and let my wand guide me into this exploration of myself, my body and senses. The deeper that it got, the more the anticipation was building. Was I teasing myself? It felt good to spoil myself in the world of a longer and lasting orgasm. I was exploring the new waves of orgasms and feeling the intense sensation both inside and out. Somehow I drifted into this meditative state of orgasms. My breath and heartbeat was slowing down. I wasn't sure if what I was seeing and feeling was real. I saw bright lights and colors, and then I saw Ruby's name appearing in my view. My phone was ringing. and Ruby wanted to come over and cook dinner. She was telling me that she was missing me. Ruby arrived to my place with groceries to cook us a nice meal. I was still naked and didn't bother to put any clothes on. Ruby had this look on her face, but she made sure not to get distracted by my work of art. I slipped my oversized tee on and asked if she needed help in the kitchen. She said that she had it under control. It was smelling good in my kitchen. Ruby cooked baked macaroni and cheese with Parmesan breadcrumbs, roasted garlic asparagus, and crab cakes. She poured us a glass of wine. I was in heaven with an angel. We both sipped at the same time, looking in each other's gaze, feeling the warmness from across the table. She reached and touched my hand, and my doorbell rang. It was Tia. What was she doing here? I opened the door, and she kissed me on the cheek and saw Ruby at the table. Oh, you have company. Sorry. I was in a neighborhood, and I thought that I would surprise you, said Tia. I could not feel anything in my body because I had two women that I liked in my home. I didn't know what to do or say. I looked back at Ruby, and we both said at the same time, you can stay and eat with us. Tia was too embarrassed to leave, so she stayed and had a drink. The energy was stronger in my apartment, and the drinks were flowing. The wine had me feeling extra free and wild. I turned the music on and started to dance with Tia. I think Ruby was a little shy. Tia told Ruby to join us. I was in between them both. Tia and I were making eye contact while I was grinding on Ruby. I wanted to loosen her up. Ruby was a little nervous, but Tia was as wild as me. I turned around to look at Ruby and I held her hand. Tia backed away and got us more drinks. Ruby and I were dancing along for a few minutes. I can tell that she was starting to feel comfortable. I laid my head on her chest and we shared a moment. Tia came back and intervened with more wine. My arms were on Ruby's neck and Tia's hand were on my waist. The energy shifted and we suddenly became one. Something that started out for fun quickly turned into something romantic and intimate. Tia whispered in my ear that she wanted me and she was willing to share me. I told Tia while I was looking at Ruby that I wanted them both. Ruby said that she wanted me too. The music was still playing and I slowly undressed Ruby and took her to my room. Tia followed behind us. I kissed Ruby's neck and I could feel her breathing slowly. Tia was behind me kissing my lower back. And their brown skin was all over my body. Hearing Ruby's soft moaning with my loud screaming while feeling Tia inside took me to another place. It happened again. My eyes had this glow as I saw my reflection from the mirror while Ruby was down below. My body was warm inside and out, and I felt this tingling sensation on my skin, like I was releasing or shedding something off. My veins were filled with energy running through them while Tia touched my thighs with her fingertips. My whole body felt orgasmic. My sexual energy was flowing inside of me. With every breath, I was feeling the tension flowing out of me. Ruby was still searching for gold in my treasure box while Tia was sitting on my face. My muscles felt relaxed. As I felt this long sensation of orgasmic feelings bursting into multiple waves, I kept hearing all these strange buzzing sounds. My phone was ringing, and I tossed my vibrator across the room as I was coming out of what felt like a coma. My eyes were radiating from the light off from my table lamp. Coco and Ari both texted me to let me know that they were leaving and will see me soon. I almost forgot that it was ladies' night out tonight. How long was I masturbating for? When you have the best sex with yourself, you can have the best sex with your partner, I thought to myself. It almost felt like a dream. I must take the quickest shower ever because I couldn't show up smelling like, well, you know. I got ready as quickly as possible and met the ladies at the lounge. Ari and Coco were looking sexy tonight. We were going to have fun because I needed it. We all got drinks and sat down to catch up. I introduced Ari to Coco. Of course, Coco was being a little uptight. I asked her what's been going on with her. She told me a little, but then she turned the conversation back to me. I caught them up on Summer, who I was treating like a secret lover, who I only can care to have sex with. The sex with Summer was amazing, but that's all it was. I told them that she confessed her love to me again. Ari told me that I needed to let her go. And Coco, on the other hand, said to have fun and live my best life. Then there was Tia, who was a lot of fun and wild. Tia was sweet, and sex with her was great. Tia was more than a sex buddy. I enjoy being around her, but she comes and goes as she pleases. I wasn't sure if she was someone that I could build with. Coco liked Tia a lot, maybe more than Summer. Ari agreed with me and thought that I need to get to the bottom of things and find out if she was hiding anything from me. There was something about Ruby that kept drawing me to her. I just don't know much about her, but she was so pure and honest. We never had sex. I told the ladies that I had somewhat of a sex dream today with Ruby and Tia while I was masturbating. Ari encouraged me to take time to get to know Ruby more, and Coco was not impressed. I realized that Coco was not that helpful tonight. I thought it was important to be able to share with my girls openly about my sexual experiences, my sexual likes and dislikes, without feeling ashamed. I loved how they were holding space for me without any judgment. The music became louder, and Ari offered to get more drinks for us. We all went out on the dance floor, and this lady walked up to me and asked if she could dance with me. She said that she saw me when I walked in. I wasn't that interested, but I thought to myself, why not? I saw Coco and Ari giving me the go-ahead look. As I was filling my drink and the music, I was slowly grinding on this woman. I had no clue what her name was, and we didn't talk. It was pure dancing, and I must admit, it was fun. I danced all my worries away. I was letting go. I looked over to check on my friends, and I saw that Coco finally warmed up to Ari. Ari was not this innocent soul. She was a wild woman. She took Coco's hand and they danced together. Ari was vibrant and spontaneous. I saw another side of her, and I also saw another side of Coco. I saw the look in Coco's eyes when she was dancing with Ari. She felt comfortable and in her element. Ari was good with being in the present moment and enjoying life. A slow song started to play, so I decided to take this one out and check my phone. Since I haven't heard from Ruby or seen her in weeks, maybe I was too honest with her and I scared her away. Ari had this hidden charm about her because Coco was all over her. Ari had her hands around Coco's waist and their bodies were pushed up close together. Should I intervene or leave them alone? As I was getting up to dance with my friends, I saw Coco and Ari kissing.